This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay.
Oh. I had a little cradle, I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, oh, cradle, I should play. Oh, cradle, I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, oh, cradle, I should play.
I have a little cradle, I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, oh, cradle, I shall play. Oh, cradle, 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 I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, oh, cradle, I shall play.
Yeah.
This is Michael Hoffman, and you're listening to Jew to Jew.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's the wrong religion.
I know.
You're a daily mental floss. The Don and Mike Show.
I know it is. Where is Michael Hoffman? Wheel him in.
Bring in Michael Hoffman for our fabulous Hanukkah segment, our friend.
I understand that he has his hat on today.
His yarmulke?
His yarmulke. I like calling his hat.
So he's got, yes, he does have his yarmulke on.
Yeah,
yes,
of course
absolutely.
I have my yarmulke on. I always have my yarmulke on.
I know you do, however.
Not when I sleep.
This is the first year that I've gotten a report that you are using bobby pins.
You know, I've always used bobby pins.
Oh, have you really?
When the hair gets a little thinner, you know, you don't have much of a choice.
It's very common.
I didn't know.
Hi, Michael.
Hi there.
Hi, Don.
Hi there.
Buzz. Hi,
Michael.
Rob.
Happy Hanukkah.
Back there. Listen, I have some things for you. You can be bought off with candy, right?
Everything, yeah.
Well,
we're easily
bought more than that this year.
Oh, he really, he brought some stuff in this year.
What did you bring this year?
What do we have?
Well, we have the jelly donuts, not just any jelly donuts, but jelly donuts from Goldberg's Bagels.
And hello!
In the Randall Hill Shopping
Center. Oh, yeah! So those are the homemade kind.
Kosher
donuts? We not only have 5 nor 10, but we have 20 donuts.
Yeah.
One for each year. So I'll give 10 to
20 donuts. Yeah,
thank you, Michael.
Come right to Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
Well, 10 for Mike and 10 for everybody else.
Right.
Oh, wrong. No, 10 for
Mike. Mike put his arms right out.
And Buzz,
don't be silly. Come on.
Buzz, I hope you'll come in here also because I also have other gifts.
How are they, Mike?
Oh, they're great. So much better than regular jelly donuts.
Well, they're from Goldberg's Bagels in Rockville.
Thank you, Mr. Goldberg. And I'm not talking about the wrestler. Mm. Oh, what else do you have?
Oh, now, see, I have, last year the T-shirts went over well, so we have something special this year. You know, Hanukkah talked about the military victory over the Jews over the Syrians back about almost 2,200 years ago, as well as the fact that the Jews were then able to practice their religion, and they did not assimilate, and they were proud of being Jewish.
Right.
So the closest we can get this year is things from Israel. So for you, Don, an Israeli Defense Forces Special Operations Group shirt.
That rocks.
Because you are the leader of the Special Operations.
Look at that.
Now you were in Israel, right?
Oh, I've been in Israel more than a dozen times.
All right. Sure. Did you buy this in Israel or over here?
No, but I bought it from an Israeli company.
Okay.
It came from Israel.
Can I see the front of it?
Yeah, it's funny. I promise I'll wear it.
Israeli Defense Forces
Israel
Special
Defense
Operations Group.
Hey, I love that.
Now,
Thank you.
For Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
Well, I'll let Mike read his.
Okay, let me just, I don't want to get it messy, so I'm just going to wipe the jelly donut, all right?
We all know how much Mike likes flying, correct?
Oh, wow, look
he
at this.
He loves to,
Israel
even though
Defense
he hates
Forces.
To fly, he doesn't love to fly, he hates to fly.
Oh, this, I know he hates to fly, that's why I got this.
Israel Defense Forces Airborne. This rocks!
That's
I'm going to wear this
cool.
too, look.
And,
isn't that cool?
Oh, that is awesome.
For Buzz has his political predilections, as I understand, a little bit to the left of, I don't know, Hillary Clinton.
I can
Clinton.
See this, Buzz.
So for you.
What does Buzz's T-shirt say on it?
What does it say, Buzz?
Uzi does it.
Uzi does it with a picture of
that
the Uzi.
Machine gun, right.
Buzz, I will be very surprised to see you wear that. I hope I see you wear that.
Now, who of the staff really strikes terror into the heart of people? Well, it's Rob.
Rob.
Oh, so, Rob.
All right, Rob, what do you have?
Here's Rob's shirt.
What does Rob's T-shirt say on it?
What does yours say, Robbie?
Oh, this is great. Israel Counter Terror School. Isn't that great? Look at that.
Oh, that is
you
very
can
cool.
The Infinity higher-ups.
Yeah, yeah.
That is awesome.
Might be effective.
I like this.
And
cool.
We have
thank you, Michael.
We have something for Joe also.
Joe Ardinger has gotten a gift.
Joe has a gift.
Doughy Joe gets one.
Bring him in. Bring
Sweet.
Joe. Come on in here. Get your gift.
Sweet doughy-headed Joe Ardinger.
Something
wow.
I know he'll be able to use. I hope he doesn't wear it out. Oh, Joe, this is for you.
What is
Budweiser.
It, Joe? Describe it, please, Joe. What is it?
Well, it looks like the label of a Budweiser.
What does it say?
I can't read
It's Hebrew.
Cool. It's Hebrew. It says Budweiser in Hebrew.
Thank you. I'll wear it.
I know he'll wear that. Absolutely.
Now I have something else, and this is sort of hard because I don't know what to do with it now. It should have been for Beth Ann. But
let's burn it then.
Right. It could be for Rob's wife.
Okay. Okay. What is that?
Look at it this way.
It's a pillow.
What does it look like? Hebrew, correct?
It does.
All right, so you turn it upside down and it says?
Goddess.
Shiksa goddess.
Shiksa goddess.
Shiksa goddess. There you go.
Right. That's a non-Jewish woman, a shiksa. That's right. How you refer to a non-Jewish woman in Yiddish.
Shiksa.
She's a shiksa goddess.
Nice shiksa.
Oh, this is great.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, you know, you brought lovely gifts for us. Thank you.
But of course, we have the regular.
Uh-huh.
Oh, hold it. There's one other thing.
Yeah.
One other thing. I almost forgot. And I didn't know who to give this to.
This is the best Hanukkah show ever.
This is something that I found, and, well, I don't know how to describe that, Don.
It appears to be, okay, I'd be glad to describe it to you. It's a Santa Claus hat, except it has a menorah on top of it.
Perfect for your Christmas or Hanukkah party. Notice
now,
I can say holiday.
It is not red felt like Santa Claus's hat is. It's blue felt. And
almost blue velvet.
I put it on my head.
We got to get the camera.
This has to be put on the website.
With
the menorah on his head.
Let me take my headphones off for one moment.
Put it on the right way. I hope we have a camera down here. Rob, do we have a camera so we can put this on the website?
Oh, beautiful, beautiful.
Probably not.
It's actually sort of patriotic, right?
There you go.
That is good.
Doesn't that look good?
Cool. We got to have a picture. We don't have a camera?
With my nice menorah hat on.
I like it.
It's beautiful.
That is, you got, first of all, the camera has to, the picture has to be taken so you can see what you look like without looking in the mirror.
Right.
That is, I want that, this has to be immortalized here.
Star of David
and
just above
the
forehead.
And you can give it to, at your, when is the WJFK Christmas party?
Tomorrow night.
So you can
wear that at the party.
Oh, you bet.
First of all, any Jewish employee there, you should say, have a good Shabbos.
Oh, well,
because it's really Sabbath.
Oh, excuse me, my headphones are. You should know that there has been, how do I put this delicately? A cleansing. Since Michael Hughes has been in charge.
We have a theory that he, Michael Hughes.
What happened to Steve Goldstein?
Steve Goldstein is no longer here.
He's out. Alan Linewand?
Mm-hmm. Out.
Out.
Really?
I think we're left out with Cameron Gray.
And right?
Really only partly.
And Rob.
That's it.
Oh, and there's a lady, Beth Cohen.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, God love her.
All I know is that
Don, you got to put the hat on again.
Excuse me for a second. Right.
Don's going to put his menorah hat on
for
the party.
Donuts good?
All right, very good. There he goes. Get a picture of this. This is a good shot right here.
This is great.
I can't wait
to see this. Eight candles, eight nights of Hanukkah on Don's head.
Right. Fantastic. There you go. Do you look good in a hat or what?
That's handsome, all right.
That's going to look great on the website.
That's everyone looks good in a menorah hat.
That's wonderful.
Handsome. So it's got the Star of David, and it's got all of the menorah candles.
Right.
And
eight
it's
candles, eight nights.
Plush, and it almost looks like a moose hat.
Right, right. Yeah. It's wonderful.
That's what it looks like.
Treasure that.
Well, Michael, thank you very much.
Well, we hope you enjoy that. Now, I did want to mention, this is one of those rare years where Hanukkah, the first night of Hanukkah actually comes out on Christmas, December 25th.
That's the first night. First night of the eight nights.
Right.
Right.
And
okay.
So just for those people who may be of an interfaith situation,
mm-hmm.
or you may be going to somebody's house and you may want to light the menorah, don't put the menorah too close to the Christmas tree. Otherwise, it'll be another situation of Jews win. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I got you.
But seriously.
How often does this come up cyclically? Does this, where you've got it?
Seriously. I'm here all week.
This year, because it's a leap year, it's a Jewish leap year, we're just coming off of a leap year, I should
say.
Hanukkah comes out later in the year, or as I like to say, Christmas comes out early. So this is just about the latest in the secular year. Hanukkah can come out.
So it's kind of neat though because you have your 8 days, you know, right around the Christmas and New Year's, right?
Right.
All right.
You know, before you actually tell us about Hanukkah, tell me what you think about a thought I came up with last week, where everybody gets to celebrate the holiday that they want to, religion-wise. You have Christmas, right. You have Hanukkah, you have Kwanzaa,
and you make those holidays religious holidays as they were meant to be.
Now, it doesn't have to be December 25th. It'll be a date to be agreed on with everybody. Let's say December 28th. It's Santa Claus Day. Okay, what this means is we get down to what the holidays are really all about, Michael. Commercialism. About toys. I mean, why can't Jewish kids enjoy Santa Claus? I'll tell you that most Christian kids, they have no friggin' idea that it's the baby Jesus' birthday. You know what it is? It's the fat man coming down with the thing.
So what you're saying is you take the religious holidays, you keep them on that on their appointed days.
There are a lot of
and
days.
And then you take the separate day, which is the commercial day, and it means nothing but commercialism and Santa Claus, and you celebrate that as a totally separate day.
And if you and this
is Hallmark paying you off for this.
No, bear with me on this.
No, he will get royalties.
Bear with me because what I'm not saying that Santa Claus has to be totally associated with Christianity.
Right.
I mean, let's come up with a new Santa Claus. Now, I know Rob would have probably, I'm going to throw this out, don't get mad.
All right.
There'd be some instances, Santa Claus might be black.
Now, wait a second.
It might be. Santa Claus might be black one year.
But you see why he mentions Hallmark. Michael's right, because by doing this, you are, in effect, creating an all-new holiday
that
they can market.
But would you do then on December 25th or on Hanukkah, would you actually just be religious on those days?
That's what it would be.
Go to church?
Yes.
No
that
gifts?
Was, that's what no, it would no, all be. Right. No gifts. No, no, it would
see,
be all about the,
and
the,
then you
the
would,
day.
Then you would find the people who really give a rat's ass about the reason we have the holidays. And I'm guaranteeing you that Hanukkah would come in far behind. Christmas would come in far behind. Kwanzaa far behind.
But here's the deal.
The number one holiday would be Santa Claus Day.
If you move Santa Claus Day to after both Hanukkah and Christmas, you could probably get a little more mileage out of the religious holidays by saying, oh, come on, you can go to church, you can go to temple,
right,
because Santa Claus Day is only a week away.
Right, and you know what else? Then you don't dangle the stuff in front of the kids like to say, oh, Be good. You know what it is? It's like, get your ass to church.
Solution to the problem of too much commercialism in all the holidays.
But let's be honest about it.
Santa Claus Day or Santa Claus Day?
See, this is what we can negotiate.
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
You know, as a matter of fact, we could even give him a name change.
Yeah. And if people are concerned about
that. So we call him Izzy.
Izzy Claus. And if people are too concerned about adding another holiday that we have to deal with, perhaps we can switch it with another created holiday like Sweetheart's Day.
Done. You'll easily make it into a long weekend.
Sure.
But listen,
yeah.
I don't want to get the story of Hanukkah.
We call him Stan Kringle.
Mm-hmm.
So what about this? Stan Kringle.
Uh-huh. Stan Kringle.
Stan Kringle.
Stan Kringle.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Kringle.
Stan.
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 Stosh.
And then one year, Leroy Claus. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's a rotating thing.
Michael, it's just a man with a dream. That's all it is.
Anyway,
I think Hallmark is getting to him.
Tell us about, because we really don't, every year, you come in and we are ignorant, we don't know.
We forget.
About Hanukkah.
All right.
Well, basically, here it is. Almost 2,200 years ago, the Jews living in Israel, wasn't Israel, then it was called Judea, had a problem. The problem was that the Syrians were making life tough for them in terms of observing their religion.
Not much has changed in that regard, has it?
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
Okay.
To the point of the Syrians were even bringing non-kosher animals into the temple, and they were forcing Jews to bow down and idol worship. And finally, a small band of Jews had enough. They started a revolt. The small band of Jews managed to defeat the Syrian army, which was part of the Roman Empire.
Wow.
And it reclaimed rule for the Jews of Israel at that time. But more importantly, when they went to the temple, which had been defiled, they found one small little bottle of oil,
mm-hmm,
which was enough oil to light the menorah for only one day. The miracle of Hanukkah is that that cruse of oil lasted for 8 days,
mm-hmm,
and everybody recognized it as a miracle. But mm-hmm, the point is, it wasn't only the military victory that was celebrated then. It was the fact that the Jews believed in themselves, asserted their identity, and proclaimed their Jewishness. And they were proud that they were Jews. And the message is the same today. If you're Jewish out there, you should be proud you're Jewish. You should observe the commandments of Judaism.
Are you listening, Rob?
Rob, pay attention to this.
First of all, which Rob. Eighth of Rob is Jewish? That's
which eighth, Rob?
The head up? I was wondering about lower down.
So that's the story, basically.
So that's basically the story, and it was recognized as a miracle. And what we do today is we light the Hanukkah menorah.
Mm-hmm.
We add a candle each night. Eight crazy nights. Thank you, Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Eight crazy nights of Hanukkah. And we also, what many people don't know is, you are supposed to put the menorah by either the door or the window so it can be viewed from the street. So people passing by your house, wherever you live, can see the menorah burning in the window.
Okay.
Or to put it another way, you think you've had your Christmas lights for a long time. We beach out.
Okay, yeah,
about 2,000 years.
The lights in the window.
Now, listen, as Mr. Absolute Everything Hanukkah,
yeah,
how do you feel about the fact that when you say Hanukkah movies, the only one that you can pull out is Eight Crazy Nights with Adam Sandler? You got, don't you think?
I feel ashamed.
Yes, don't you think that Hollywood has to even it out? Because the thing is, it's not even a real, it's a cartoon.
Right.
Okay.
Right, right.
I mean, what we got to do is even
so
it out.
So are you saying, are you making a pitch for more Hanukkah movies?
Here's the problem. This is not enough Jews in Hollywood.
This is part
of. We control Hollywood, is that what you said, Buzz?
There's not,
we
no,
control.
He said this.
We control all of
them. No, he went the other way. He went the other
enough.
Way. Not enough.
Except for the Don and Mike show.
Wow, what
was that? Maybe Mel Gibson will do something. Who knows?
Somebody dropped a keg of beer outside or something like that.
Well, listen.
How about a movie called Miracle on Rockville Pike?
Hey, Rockville Pike. You know that that's right near where I work, and I want to thank my office, the Jewish Council for the Aging of Greater Washington.
What's your, give them a plug again. What's your office?
Jewish Council for the Aging of Greater Washington, on the web at jcagw.org. Or, again, to put it another way, as we like to say, since Buzz is a bit older than both of you, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
When you need that assisted living facility, we can help you find one.
Oh, thank God. Thank you, Michael. Bless you.
All right, dreidels?
Dreidels. Dreidels. All right, thank you, thank you.
We'll be gambling with these later.
That's wonderful.
And, the interpretation, so if you want to actually play the game,
mm-hmm.
You know what everything is.
I think I remember.
Oh, yeah, you're very nice to write all that down,
yeah,
of course,
really
what all the signs mean.
Well, you guys don't do Hebrew very much.
A noon, you get nothing.
Noon rhymes with book, though.
Noon.
So it'd be
noon. It's not noon, it's noon.
Noon.
Gimel.
Noon. Gimel.
Gimel is the big winner.
You win everything.
Hey is you get half. And shin.
Say it carefully.
Shin.
Then you put two coins in the pot.
You lose.
That's the big loser right there.
That's the big loser.
The game is over when one person has won everything.
And that's the song that Dennis Murphy so beautifully sang.
Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel.
Dreidel, dreidel.
Oh, and last year, by the way, this has been bothering me for almost a year. I want to thank you for letting me come in even before Hanukkah this year.
Oh, okay. We love having you.
But last year, I don't know, there was a phone call or something like that, and I spoke to somebody from an intermarried family, and I don't know if he's listening now, but... I really was more rude than I should have been. Don't get me wrong. I'm not supporting intermarriage or interfaith or anything like that. But I just was more rude. So I want to, if you are listening out there, whoever you were, I apologize to you. I meant to be forceful and say be proud of being Jewish and all of that, but I didn't mean to be rude.
When did you get this phone call?
On the air last year.
Right, okay. Right. All right.
Oh, and again,
you've been worried about that for a year?
It's been bothering me for
a year.
Let
it go. Well,
he's a religious man, Don.
Let it go.
He's a religious man.
And then we have the gelt. The chocolate gelt.
I love that stuff. Thank you so much. Thank you, Michael.
You were feeling over that call.
Plenty for Rob and Buzz and
the chocolate coins.
Oh, this is good stuff.
And now, listen to me. Hold on. Getting back to Santa Claus Day.
Right.
Think how happy.
Don's created a holiday.
Think how happy.
That,
yeah, I'm thinking now about Jewish children. And this to me has always seemed to be a gigantic ripoff. Although I know a lot of Jewish families that handle things differently. It's supposed to be one gift for each 8 nights. Right?
Conceivably, yeah.
Some people do it that way.
Well, there are some families that really stick to that.
Right.
And meanwhile, you've got your happy Christian family where the kids just got, it's like from floor to ceiling, every freaking toy that's been invented. I'm thinking, again, if we go to just a universal Santa Claus Day.
Yeah.
Then we keep the tradition alive and some poor kids don't get stuck just with 8 presents.
I'm thinking maybe Moses Day. How about that?
Maybe
we should go with Moses.
Moses Day.
Charlton Heston Day. Perhaps.
Sure, yeah. Put some water in the tub and try to part it.
Santa is a viable commercial success. We cannot ignore the fact that the red suit means toys and means fun for kids.
True.
So we've got to keep him. We've got to keep the suit.
If you get rolling with this, do you think you'd be amenable to calling it Don Geronimo's Santa Claus Day?
Oh, Mike, I'd love it, but I would share it with all.
Yeah, I know you would. But it'd be your, it's your creation, Santa Day.
Much like Dick Drysdale's Naked City. What was that guy's
Dick
name?
Drost.
Dick Drysdale?
Yeah.
Dick Drost.
I want your picture on every card.
Yeah. Just up in the corner with you just going, yeah.
In that hat.
Michael, hold on. Are you ready? Get some headphones. Let's get a couple of calls from Michael Hoffman as we celebrate Hanukkah.
And thank you for the wonderful gifts.
Yes,
absolutely.
Thank you.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello, it's you.
Hello?
I don't think the phones are on or working or whatever.
You're listening to Goy to Goy with Don and Mike.
Goy to Goy.
Here we go.
All right, let me try that one more time. Hello?
Hello.
There you go. Don and Mike show. Hi.
Hey, how you doing, Don and Mike? I celebrate Christmas, Kwanzaa. My dad is Jewish, and my mom is black, so I celebrate all three of them.
You get Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, and also Christmas.
Yes. My mom is black, my dad is Jewish, so I pretty much celebrate all three of them. Wow. It's been that way in our family ever since I grew up.
Which is your favorite?
How many times were you beaten up as a kid?
Not too many times, but my favorite is, I have to say all three of them, actually.
Does your father light the menorah?
Yeah.
There you go.
He can do everything, yeah.
Now, pick one. You like all three. Pick one.
Christmas. I would have to say Christmas then.
No. Come on. Days of Hanukkah. Come on.
It's Hanukkah.
It's Hanukkah. Come on. Michael Hoffman's in here.
By the way, can you say Hanukkah?
Hanukkah.
Not ha. I mean with a ha. With the real ha.
Ha. Hanukkah.
There you go.
No, that don't be so.
You're right, guys. WJ, mm-hmm. Wannabe Jew.
Yep, absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Shalom aleichem, Mr. Hoffman.
Aleichem shalom. How are you?
I'm pretty good. This is the rabbi in Baltimore calling.
The rabbi from Baltimore.
So what are you doing for Hanukkah this year?
Well, this year for Hanukkah, I'm mostly eating a lot, letting the waistline expand a little bit, and gambling, just like every other Jew.
Well, I'm playing dreidel with the gals. Are you going to eat latkes?
Well, I've already gotten a very, very, very big head start. My wife already started making them on Rosh Chodesh Kislev.
Right, that he's talking about the beginning of the month of Kislev, the first day of the month. Hanukkah comes
right,
out
right.
on the 25th of
Kislev. I have a request.
That's
okay.
Right. We said it in Jewish code.
I realized how much I enjoy the language.
Yeah.
When you come in every year, there's not enough of this. So you guys go ahead, continue your discussion.
Can you talk in Yiddish? Just have a regular.
My Hebrew isn't so good, but I mean,
but
I
you can
Hebrew,
you can like intersperse it.
Michael,
right?
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Yeah, it's against the Yiddish.
Ich red Yiddish abissel.
Anyway, look, so I wanted to tell you two guys for Hanukkah.
No, come on.
No, the way it works is he peppers it with it. You know, you get it occasionally. I like that.
How's the zoy?
We don't want the goyim knowing too much.
Right. But I must tell you, I enjoy being on this Vashtunkin program.
Well, listen, guys, I just wanted to let you know, keep an eye out. I'm putting out a Fox special this year. It's going to be on 8 o'clock p.m. first night of Hanukkah. It's called When Jews Attack. Okay? It's lots of real footage. It'll be exciting. Please watch out for it.
Right,
oh, and guys, also, one other thing. Look for my next appearance on Dateline. I'm getting ready right now.
Now, that was not nice.
I'm away from and have a happy
day. Thank you. Happy
you, know, nice. You know, it's great. The guy is a real, swear to God, he's a real rabbi.
In Baltimore.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Is.
Yeah,
yes,
no, he is a real rabbi. Mm-hmm. It's not like a goof call.
As opposed to me. Mm-hmm. I'm not even a rabbi.
You carry yourself like a rabbi.
Oh, hello. Yeah, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Shalom, gentlemen.
Hi there.
Shalom.
A quick question for Mr. Hoffman.
Yes?
Actually, it's a two-part question. Is a knish a Jewish food?
I mean, as far as I know, I've always thought it was a Jewish food, but I suspect it probably came from somewhere in Europe.
Okay.
But there are a lot of Jews in Eastern Europe for many hundreds of years.
What exactly is matzah?
Matzah is what you eat on Passover. It's unleavened bread. It's actually made in a very hot oven. The flour is left to rise, but only for 18 minutes, so it comes out flat like a pancake.
It's very much like a Triscuit.
Pesach.
If you've ever had a Triscuit.
More like an oyster cracker.
Exactly what it is, a Triscuit. Like.
No.
A Triscuit. No, excuse me, it's like chicken in a basket. What's
yes, it is. It's more like that.
Yeah. Remember those crackers?
Chicken in a biscuit.
Chicken in a biscuit.
But you know what it's really more like? It's more like a water cracker.
Yes.
Yeah, water cracker. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Michael, I would like to know what your website is.
Well, it's not. I don't have a website of my own. It's just my the organization I work for,
jcagw.org.
You give it to him one more time, Michael?
Oh, jcagw.org. That's the Jewish Council for the Aging of Greater Washington.
We'll have a link on our website.
Good. And you work with the elderly. That's your job.
Well,
we actually
help keep older people out of nursing homes.
Which is terrific.
I will be talking to
you. In some cases.
Buzz, next year or so, you think?
Yeah, it's going to be a struggle to keep him out.
Maybe
hello.
Summer.
Don and Mike.
Really, he's going to require full-time care.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Michael.
Here I am. Hi.
Hey, I have a question for you for my Jewish friends. I'm not Jewish myself.
Why not?
Talk like that.
Why not?
If I send them a
Christmas card that says Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, is that somewhat of an insult?
Good question.
Is that offensive?
No, it's not. I would not be offended by something like that. Look, Christmas is a wonderful holiday. If all Christians kept the Christmas spirit during the year, that would be a wonderful thing, just as if all Jews kept the Hanukkah spirit all year.
All right.
That'd be wonderful. I would not be insulted.
There you go.
But I wouldn't, I would send a Christmas card to my Christian friends, but I wouldn't send them a Hanukkah card, because what does it mean to them?
Okay. All right. Do you wish that all blacks would keep the Kwanzaa?
Keep the Kwanzaa. I like that.
You know something? I remember when Kwanzaa was made up. I still don't quite understand what Kwanzaa is.
You know, we haven't had.
Want to keep Kwanzaa, that's fine.
We haven't had a proper explanation of Kwanzaa. We really haven't.
If you think about it, all of them are made up. I mean, yeah, people say that about Kwanzaa. It's a made up holiday. But really, if you trace them back, they're all made up.
Well, no. But what was the miracle behind Kwanzaa? Kwanzaa was something created 20, 25
right.
years ago.
Couldn't you let God into your heart? You atheist?
No.
Buzz is atheist?
No.
Buzz, come on over to our side. Really, you'll enjoy it much more.
No, I'm saying the holiday was made up. The miracle perhaps happened. The holiday made up.
Buzz, and next thing you're going to say, God was made up.
Buzz, how many holidays do you have every year?
Not enough.
There you go. Come be Jewish. You got all these holidays, all this food, lots of military victories.
I'm
and spiritual
in. Swingers Day.
Buzz would be a lousy Jew.
Well, there's just one thing you have to do, Buzz. Well, two things. You have to learn. You have to study hard. You have to accept all the laws. And then there's that one other thing sort of down under, which... Mm-hmm. It would be painful.
And then at the end, yeah, that's right. That's the snip, snip.
I'm already in.
Right.
I'm in that club.
And then at the end of it, you get this...
he's already in the club.
You get this Israeli airborne T-shirt at the end of your training. It'll be fantastic.
All right, Michael, as always, listen, that's it. We got to get you out of here.
Thank you so much.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah again. December 25th at night is when Hanukkah starts.
And this was the best one yet. Thank you for bringing all the wonderful things. We really appreciate it.
All right, enjoy, and I hope you get a chance to play dreidel.
Thank you very much.
Very much.
Happy Hanukkah.
We will.
And Mike?
Yes.
Wouldn't it be nice to have some latkes at O'Meara's?
Yeah. Yes, of course. Right. They'll be on the menu.
Perfect.
Yes, right.
Happy holidays.
All right, thanks very much.
Latkes and Dos Equis.
America's favorite kosher Irish pub.
Happy Hanukkah.
Wonderful.
There you go.
There it is.
So that's our annual thing that we do for Hanukkah.
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
He is.
Works for a great organization, comes in, brings in all the stuff.
Right.
Nice hat.
I'm spinning the dreidel.
Here go the dreidels.
Great. Good start. Why should today be any different? I got a nun. A nine.
Love Don and Mike show.
Buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, I got an idea for your holiday. You can call it Hanukwansmas.
Hanukwansmas.
No.
Kwanukkah.
No. Santa Claus Day.
Yeah.
It's Santa Claus Day. Deal with it. Mm-hmm. Let's face it. The old man, like I said, Claus, he's golden.
I got what you could combine them, though. Juanimus.
Santa Claus Day.
Don Geronimo Santa Claus Day. Yes. Why not make a little something on the sign?
Yes. Keep it simple, stupid. That's my number one rule.
Right.
Santa Claus Day.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Christians, Jews,
right. If you get the
everybody. Atheists, everybody.
All right. If you get the gimel, that means it's going to happen. Let me see what happens.
Gimel is nothing.
No, gimel is you and everything. Let's see what's going to happen.
What is it?
It's a shin.
Oh, shin.
You know, it means you have to pay back.
Yeah, it means you pay back. Don't think it's going to work.
Yeah.
I'm superstitious that way.
I think that's a crooked...
And, you know, not Don Geronimo. Donnie's the with the I. D-O-N-I apostrophe S, Santa Claus Day. And just you, not in like any kind of festive wear, but just you, just with this knowledgeable look on your face, just going, good.
You know, you just did something. I know you did it as a goof,
mm-hmm.
but isn't it amazing how many times you do something... Like, and I used to do this constantly when I was a kid, and I do it now in other regards. When you're thinking about something, okay, if I make this basket,
yeah,
everything will work out okay.
Oh, yeah.
Now, how many, think about it, really, even though, you know, you don't go to a basketball court anymore
right.
every day, as an adult, still think about how many times
sure.
there's something that's pissing you off.
Putting and, greater significance on, like, you know, like, throwing a ball or something.
Or even, like... If the light stays green and I make the light, then they're not going to fire us this week.
Exactly.
I mean, why are we so stupid?
Because we're just little protoplasms.
Why are we so freaking stupid?
We're dumb. We're bags of water.
Why are we so stupid?
We're bags of water. The only thing we do is kill each other.
Right. Happy Santa Claus Day. I'm telling you, Santa Claus Day.
Uh-huh.
Major holiday.
Yeah. If I beat this lady to the exit, I'm going to have a great weekend.
Hello, Don at Mike's show.
Hey, hello? I just want to say, hello?
Yes, hello.
Michael Hoffman is probably one of the best guests you guys have every year. It's a pleasure listening to you, like, going back and forth with him.
Well, we have a good time. And he always, you know, he always, like, varies it a little bit. He'll bring a little something in that. I mean, we got all these... He's spanking Israel T-shirts this year. This is the best Hanukkah ever.
See, well, it's great. Is that we've gotten to know him well enough that he doesn't come in and give us, like, boring Hanukkah story over and over again. You know, I mean, you know,
the bottom line is he treats us like small children, which we are. Yeah. He brings in the toys and the food, the sweets, and then he goes into his spiel.
And it would be the same way if we were Jewish and so, you know, somewhere we were doing, you know, the, okay, now we'll do our Christmas segment. And imagine if you came in and you had to hear the whole story. Okay, one night in the manger, and
right.
I couldn't find anywhere to go.
Same thing.
You would just, it would be like, rah, 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 rah.
But if they shove the candy cane in your mouth, you're all set.
You
thank you, sweet taste.
Got a break.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, you bet. Thank you for the call, and we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.